Got more great music in store, plus at the top of the hour, the Antioch Baptist Church and Pastor Stanley Mathis, it's Paradise Ministries. We've got birthdays and anniversaries to get to. We'll continue with our discussion, and clue number three in Bible Jeopardy is coming up. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhard Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's.
Praise God.
Father, we praise you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings you bestowed upon us.
Good to know.
We pray now, Heavenly Father, by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say, and then do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. And in Jesus' name and for his sake, we ask it all. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we pray. And all of God's children said, amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers, sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bell, Minister Weston, to you, the Antioch family, to those that are visiting with us today, to those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from 1 Samuel, the third chapter, verses 7 through about 10. 1 Samuel, the third chapter, verses 7 through 10. And when you have found it, say amen. Amen. And if you need a little bit more time, say wait a minute. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 7, where we find these words which are recorded. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I. For thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. Thank you. You may be seated. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other time, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. I want to use this morning for a topic, answering the voice of your calling.
Amen.
Answering the voice of your calling. You may be seated, ushers. Last week, we talked about living up to your calling. And in that message, we shared 4 points. First, we share how Jesus calls disciples. My second point was how Jesus leads disciples. And the third point was how Jesus transformed disciples. And the fourth point was how Jesus commissioned his disciples. And we said all of that to say this morning. We want to share another calling. And this was a calling of a boy named Samuel. Samuel, we are told in the Hebrew Bible, played a key role in the transition from the period of the biblical judges to the institution of the kingdoms under Saul and again under David. But this story or this passage of scripture tells us of a young boy in service in the temple under the supervision of a priest named Eli. Eli, we are told at this point, is elderly.
And the historical text tells us that Eli had very poor eyesight. We are told it's about midnight, Dwayne, because we are told that the oil in the lamps had not yet gone out. Samuel, who is under the teaching of Eli, had gone to bed. Sort of like me when I go to bed about 8. When he heard a voice calling his name, he called out Samuel. This was not just any voice. This was the voice of God. And one of the things that I'm sharing with my preachers is that when you are called, it is God who called you. And because God is doing the calling, it is confirmed by what he will do, is doing, and about to do. This voice was heard by Adam in Genesis after the fall of Adam and Eve. This voice was heard by Cain after he slew his brother Abel. This voice was heard by Noah when he told him to build an ark. And it was also heard by Moses as he was told to be a deliverer of the children of Israel out of Egyptian slavery. It was also heard by Saul or Paul as he began to commission him, as he spoke to him on the Damascus Road. Yes, God has a way of calling us, and we have a way of responding when we hear God's voice. Antioch, one of the greatest benefits of our salvation has to be that of hearing God speak to us personally. There can be no intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father without hearing God. This is why we have to understand and have a recollection and be able to discern who's speaking to us. The Lord is giving us a unique hearing ability that once we are called, we have an answer to that calling. When we see what God is doing, and when we see what God is leading us, we see that the Lord is not allowing us to blindly walk into anything, but he is governing us. The Lord has a way of speaking to us for an opportunity to learn and to distinguish his voice, which is invaluable to know what he is saying and about to say to us. You and I, as preachers and teachers and lay persons who are Christian, which imply that we are Christ-like, ought to be able to discern the voice of God when we have ministries or we have calling that he has given us. We should not, my brothers and sisters, go through life blindly. But we should know what God is doing through his word, through our ministries, and through our calling. For he's given us wisdom to understand it, and he gives us the ability to guide us and direct us and protect us. My brothers and sisters, in the story of Samuel's calling, we are told how Samuel ran to Eli. He didn't walk, he ran. Many of us, when we are called, we run away from God. But in this particular story, Samuel ran to Eli, thinking that it was Eli who was calling him, only to find out that the priest did not call. At this point in Samuel's life,